Hey everybody, it's your favorite gym bro, Marcus Stone, and today's show is called Can Peptides or SARMs Cause Hormone Imbalances or Require Medical Supervision? Before we get started, I want to clarify that this podcast is for informational purposes only and not a recommendation. Please consult a doctor and get your lab work done for your specific scenario, as everyone is different. Thinking about using peptides or SARMs for better gains? Let's dive into what science tells us about how these compounds interact with your hormonal system. First up, peptides and SARMs work differently than traditional anabolics by targeting specific pathways and receptors. While this selective targeting might sound safer, it can still significantly disrupt your body's natural hormone signaling. They're not the risk-free alternative some people claim. Here's what science shows us about hormone disruption signs. Unexplained fatigue, mood changes, and decreased performance are common red flags. The biggest concern is testosterone suppression. Your body can actually shut down its natural production. That's why baseline testing before starting any protocol is crucial. Medical supervision isn't just a suggestion, it's essential. Regular blood work monitoring and hormone panels help catch problems early. Post-cycle therapy needs vary widely between individuals, which is why cookie-cutter protocols from internet forums can be dangerous. Let's look at some hard data. A 2019 clinical endocrinology study tracked 54 SARM users. The numbers are eye-opening. 92% experienced testosterone suppression, and over three-quarters needed medical intervention to recover. Average recovery time? 4 months. Recent findings in the Journal of Clinical Medicine revealed consistent patterns of endocrine disruption, particularly affecting the hypothalamic-pituitary-testicular axis. However, they found that proper medical supervision and monitoring protocols significantly reduced adverse effects. The takeaway? If you're considering peptides or SARMs, comprehensive hormone testing isn't optional, it's mandatory. Work with a qualified healthcare provider who can monitor your levels throughout use and help you navigate any complications that arise. Remember, these compounds are powerful enough to alter your body's fundamental hormone systems. That power demands respect and proper medical oversight, not just forum advice and hope. This has been Marcus Stone with Wicked World, where science meets iron. Be sure to check out our best ofs at wickedworld.net.